This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:12 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. And now we're talking about the high level of corporate debt in Malaysia and why it needs to be addressed. So this comes by way of Free Malaysia Today, in which two economists have called for drastic policy changes to tackle this issue, saying that if it's not addressed, it will hold back economic recovery. This comes after Bank Negara's statement in late March that essentially the path towards an economic rebound is far from certain. And that's partly because of high corporate debt, among other risks. So Professor Dr. Jeffrey Williams, whom we've had on the show a number of times from the Malaysia University of Science and Technology, suggested that long-term reform of the economy is crucial for policy planning to be able to address this, also asking for a reform to insolvency laws to speed up the closure of companies burdened with debt so that they can move on. Dr. Carmelo Ferlito from the Centre for Market Education, also frequently on the show, said that the government needs to shift its understanding of the economic system to deal with the situation, saying that this current recovery is mainly driven by subsidies, aid, government spending, and that since corporate Malaysia is mainly built on small and medium enterprises, many firms that had previously run out of liquid resources had to seek help from banks. And so there is now this issue of repayment, of debt, and how it all feeds into things. So we'd like to hear from you. What would you like to see done to manage this issue? We've been talking a lot about the optimism in the economy recently, so I thought it was good perhaps to also look at some of the other issues that might eat into that. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018 789 8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us now is Dr. Mohamed Sharin Madros, adjunct professor at UKM Graduate Business School. Dr. Sharin, thanks for joining us. So as Malaysia enters the recovery phase, there have been worries, we just spoke about them, that our high level of corporate debt is hindering economic recovery. What do we know about the severity and scope of this issue at the moment?
The pandemic definitely has affected a lot of companies. And to understand that, I think we got to also understand the entire landscape of our economy players, if you like. Yeah. So we have almost like 98% SMI, SME, and the remaining 1-2% are the mid-tier and the large corporations. Okay. So the SMI, SME, the total registered company is about 1.4 million companies out there are SMI, SMEs, and the remaining 100,000 thereabouts. Yeah, so I'm just rounding things off. Yeah, so around 100,000 are the mid-tier and large corporation. So, but in terms of corporate debt, the biggest chunk obviously come from the mid-tier and the larger corporations. So they are the one that really took big amount of loans, equity and so on, that moved the economy. So when we talk about the pandemic, we know that both parties are affected, but the SMI, SME are the one that's affected more than the others. So, some estimates are talking about 200,000, 300,000 SMI, SME are affected. So if you can imagine, when we talk about corporate debt, SMI, SME, in terms of insolvency, the value that we talk about under the Company Act is around, I think it used to be 10,000 ringgit. Now it has been raised to 50,000 ringgit because of the pandemic. So if you imagine, if you've got 200,000 companies affected at 50,000, that's about 10 billion ringgit worth of debt. But we know, like, for example, even one large corporation that recently, triggers a lot of interest in the public, that one large corporation alone, the debt is already about 6 billion, right? So you can imagine from 10 billion and 6 billion compared to 200,000 company and one single large company. So the scale is very different, yeah? But I think you see, like, almost our corporate debt is something like almost 90% of our GDP, if I'm not mistaken. And big chunk of that are basically carried by the large corporation rather than a smaller corporation. So we cannot, generalize the entire problem. We've got to really look at the SMI, SME separately from the big corporation. And the impact to the national economy, I think that the bigger players carry a lot more weight in terms of the impact to the country economy as a whole. So in short, to me, if we were to look at it from a national economic point of view, can't generalize. Yes, there is a concern of the growing debt because of the pandemic, but you cannot put all of them into the same basket. There's a different issue at the SME, and there's a different issue in the large corporation. I think from the national fiscal point of view, I think Bank Negara always do the stress test to understand if our corporate debt stumbles and goes into a problem, how much can the country sustain before it goes into a crisis. So far, I think Bank Negara has kept on saying that, you know, we are okay. We can manage our corporate debt. And the other thing to note as well is the bulk of our national corporate debt are sourced locally. So in that sense, you know, we are not too much subjected by exchange rates and things like that.
And how would the recent OPR hike affect this issue of high corporate debt?
Corporate debt in Malaysia varies, yeah? So it has a negative effect in the sense that it will increase the debt and therefore it's not good for the industry. But different industry sectors and different, if you like, size of corporate, the effect will be, they will feel the effect differently. So the smaller companies that survive on smaller projects may not see so much impact, but larger corporation that has big loans, outstanding assets and whatnot, that has big, if you like, financial loan packages, then of course their debt naturally goes up. And what is worse is, for example, if you are taking overseas debt, when Malaysian ringgit goes down and then your OPR goes up, so it has a double whammy, if you like.
Could you give us a sense then of the risks that companies are exposed to when they are dealing with these high debt levels?
So the corporate financial risk at the corporate level is very real and is very significant. Inability to pay this exposure, this debt that they have taken, puts some companies even to the point where can they go on continuing to be a viable business? If you cannot pay your salary, if you cannot pay, you know, your rental, you cannot pay all your creditors, all that will hinder you from being a going concern. And what is even worse is the domino effect, because the big corporation, literally, when you run projects, for example, rely on the subcontractors, and the subcontractors get paid only like after 30 days, 60 days, and so on. And for that subcontractors, in order to turn money, took another subcontractor services. So it trickles down all the way down. So if the big major organization are hit, then there'll be hundreds or even thousands of subcontractors, companies that will be affected. And worse still, if the large corporation had to go and close down, and that will then translate into a lot of impact to the smaller players as well as the financial instrument, the banks. Because no, all the loans that they have taken, they could not pay back, and that can turn into bad debt to all the financial institutions.
So to be clear, how does corporate debt impact our recovery and our larger economy in both the short and long term?
If you imagine that there are many, many companies that suddenly close down, then what happened is the national productivity will go down, because literally we are not producing anything. Literally, the unemployment will go up. And when you have higher unemployment, when you have companies that is running out of business, then the country GDP will be affected. So that's a direct correlation in terms of the more companies out there that goes down, the more people will be out of job, the more, if you like, revenue going back to the labor, to the workers, go down, and therefore their purchasing power goes down, and so on. It trickles all the way down, and that will then, you know, cause a lot of strain to the economy, because then you have a lot of people who's unemployed, you have a lot of people who cannot afford expensive things, so they stop buying products. When you stop buying products, meaning that, you know, demand will falter, and when demand falter, and of course company who cannot produce more will not produce more, right? Because there's no more demand. And that will then drag the whole economy down.
So if we look then at a recent update also, Malaysia has recorded a better than expected GDP growth of 5% for the first quarter of this year. What do you make of these numbers and what do they indicate about our recovery?
It is quite expected, yeah, because Malaysia is a trading nation. The moment we open up our economy, the moment we start putting up all the constraints that we have under the pandemic, naturally you see the rebound in terms of all the economy activities. So I think that that increase is kind of expected, but bear in mind that increase of 5% was in relation to a lower trade numbers in previous year, yeah, because of the pandemic. So that 5% was really more inching towards what we were trading before. So you don't just look at the 5% increase, but you look at the actual quantum. We are actually moving towards our old previous trading number, if you like. That's one. But when you look at in the trend, in the first quarter, you look at the 5.8%, but every month, January, February, March, it has been increasing month on month, the value of trade. So the trend is definitely moving upwards as expected. And the other thing to note is what is driving these numbers. And you'll see that the 5.8% is driven by sectors like electronic, sectors like manufacturing. Those are as expected because, you know, traditionally we've been our biggest export product has been the E&E and the electronics and petrochemicals, the chemicals side. So naturally, yes, we expect this. The caution is more on the rebound versus retaining or sustaining this trade value moving forward. The global scenario is not so good at this moment. Yeah, with all the happenings between Ukraine and Russia, impacting the price of oil, you know, and the inflation that's currently grappling the world. So there's a lot of slowing down effect that is constraining this growth.
Now, Carmelo Ferlito, the CEO for the Center for Market Education, has argued that the government needs to adjust its understanding of the economic system to deal with this and pointed out that Malaysia's current recovery is driven by subsidies, aid, government spending. Would you agree with that?
I think there's a lot of truth. I think what the economist is talking about is, you know, under the pandemic situation, definitely there's a growing concern in terms of corporate debt. You know, and again, that's to be expected. It's to be expected because a lot of businesses could not run as usual, as normal, and therefore they have problem in servicing their debt. And that will go into a growing concern because as you prolong this by just giving little subsidy, you are just prolonging the situation where businesses are not really generating anything but just trying to just service the loan. So it is a concern. But I guess to look at another level of saying that we need to review our insolvencies condition and all that, I think that needs a bit more information, a bit more deeper information. We need to know which sector is experiencing what kind of problem. Our Company Act have so many provision in order to manage organization that has gone into financial problem. They are not the same worldwide, but we do have some provisions to manage it. The concern sometimes people have out there is in terms of the expediency, in terms of addressing how fast we can address this corporate debt issue. So yes, the concerns are valid, but personally, I think the government needs to really understand more before they can even promote an idea of how best to address it.
So what then would you like to see in place to bolster our economy? What kind of policies and structures are needed?
Our economy has been in the past quite dependent on foreign direct investments. You know, whether it's creating jobs, whether it is in terms of sustaining our growth. Personally, I think with what's happening in the world, where you see a lot of decentralization, where you see a lot of globalization going on, but you know, a lot of major economies trying to protect their interests first. And with the pandemic, everybody's like looking at the value chain and trying to make sure that their own country has most of the value chain so that they can control all the business within their own geographical location. It all points to the direction that we ourselves must also look at growing our own capacity, meaning that we should not just too dependent on foreign direct investment, But we really got to look at how do we assist our companies to grow and go beyond. The market is becoming more and more regionalized. The CPTPP is coming in place. You know, the RCEP, we have already recently signed the RCEP to take effect. So these are regional mechanism that has taken in place. But the question is, how much are we participating in it? So two things can happen, right? When you do all this regional economic block, you open up your economy, two things can happen. Either it allows you to move out effectively or to allow others to come in effectively too. So if we are focusing a lot on the investment part, it's good. It's making easier people to come in to invest. But at the same time, our market will also be dominated by a lot of other players. And should one day there is any other quantitative easing or whatever, and all these people have been called back and we are left high and dry. And I think that will put our economy in a very bad position. So that balancing part of actually growing our local companies into global champions, I think is quite crucial as we move forward.
Is there anything you'd like to leave us with as a final message?
My message in the past has always been this. Globalization is here to stay. Regional economic bloc will continue to happen. Technology will play a bigger role in terms of to be effective, to be productive in order to compete in a globalized economy. So to all the businesses out there, we need to seize the situation now. In all adversity, there's always an opportunity. In all the challenges, there's always an opportunity to do something different. And I think, you know, it's a wake-up call for those who are impacted to not just view industry in a very localized manner, because business are becoming more and more global. We are becoming more and more connected. If you're small and you're not on the internet, you are losing ground. You need to quickly understand that there's a burning platform out there. You need to jump up and use technology to find markets. You cannot wait for markets to come to you anymore, any longer.
Dr. Sharin, thank you so much for speaking with us. That was Dr. Mohamed Sharin Madros, adjunct professor at UKM Graduate Business School, speaking about how to address our high corporate debt. After this, we wrap up the news of the week. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.